Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Alex Blinov. He's been a head of product, a product lead at a few different companies. He's been a VP. Today, he is CPO, Chief Product Officer of Zendrop, which is a fulfillment partner of choice for top performing e-commerce brands. Alex, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Thomas. Thank you very much for having me today. It's my pleasure being here.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you. Let's start by helping the audience understand what problem we're solving today with your product. Can you walk us through what is it that people are dealing with without your product, without Zendrop?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So first of all, a couple of words about Zendrop. It's a global B2B platform for e-commerce sellers, and we actually offering fulfillment and dropshipping solution that help e-commerce businesses scale and grow their companies. So our core operations are based in China, and we have multiple fulfillment centers there. And although we have suppliers all over the world, our primary focus is in China, and we have a full cycle infrastructure there. So we are covering the full cycle from product sourcing and negotiating prices with manufacturers and factories, doing quality control, doing packaging, control and delivery, and so on. So basically, we provide a turnkey solution for everyone who want to start their e-commerce journey or scaling their already successful e-commerce businesses. And without our solutions, without the product we provide, customers need to find contacts in China themselves. They need to negotiate with the factories on the Mandarin, apparently, because in China, it's very rare to see someone who speaks English. And they need to control the quality and making sure that the package actually was dispatched from their facilities to the customer. And it's a lot of headache. It's a lot of back and forth, a lot of problems. And we, with our product, we are actually aiming to solve these problems and making e-commerce sellers' life much and much easier.
Okay, so to unpack that headache a little bit, would an example be, I'm a company that builds a certain product, maybe it's a physical product, a quadcopter, and I need to buy the parts from different factories, maybe I buy the blades from one, tell me if this is accurate or not, the blades for the quadcopter, the glass for the screen and the engine and whatnot, and I have to talk to different factories and different manufacturers and have relationships with them and coordinate all of these things. Is that the core headache?
What you're saying is possible, but I would say our common use case is a little bit different. So basically, our customers, the audience who we serve with our products, they are buying an end product in China. They are not involved in manufacturing. There are cases when they can order parts and deliver it to United States or other countries for to do construction work. But usually our customers buying final product from China market, from China manufacturers.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the headache is I'm trying to talk to and trying to coordinate with the manufacturer and there's problems that arise with that. Let's walk me through some of the problems. You already mentioned some of them, but let's make sure that we understand those problems.
Yeah, for sure. The main problem here is that a delivery cycle from China to the United States takes normally a couple of weeks, up to 20 days at some cases, normally 14 to 20 days. And you need to make sure that you get the quality of the product on a high level, because you are responsible for this quality for the customers, for the buyers who get it from your store. And usually it takes a lot of time for you to find the proper manufacturer, making sure that they produce a good quality product, and you actually see that this product and feel it, how it looks like, and making sure that this exact product with the same quality is delivered to your customers. In order to figure this out, you need to do multiple iterations with the multiple suppliers, and each delivery, each supplier will take you up to 3 weeks just to understand what type of products they are producing and to fill these products with your own hands. And also, it's common case that some suppliers from China, from some manufacturers, are scamming sellers. They can sell you, they can deliver to you test product with the perfect quality. You would be really surprised that you get so cheap product with so high-end quality. But when they start producing it for your customers, when you have high volume of sales, the quality goes down. And this is a disaster. A lot of e-commerce sellers, especially dropshippers, got scammed for six, maybe even seven figure numbers. And this is a disaster for business. And in order to keep your business alive, you need to have a trusted partner, someone who knows the infrastructure, someone who have a footprint there in China. And this is what actually we do with our product.
Gotcha. Okay. That brings together the B2B aspect of it. Before, I thought it was there are manufacturing parts from this is actually different. You're reselling as the client is reselling. So they're buying a product and they say, okay, give me a finished, let's continue with my example earlier, a quadcopter. And oh, it's really high quality and look, everything about it's perfect. Let's buy thousands of them and start selling them. And then that's when they crank down the quality of it. And then your clients, your customers are getting a much lower quality. So I see the problem now. It's hard to vet this stuff and stay on top of the quality. How can you possibly, you're not there at the factory. You can't see these things for yourself. So how do you possibly keep track of these things while being able to take advantage of the lower costs of buying from these regions?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is where you guys come into play at Zendrop. So you are somehow in between this process. How does that come together?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have our own fulfillment infrastructure in China. We have several fulfillment centers and we have actual people, actual staff working there on site. We have people who are in constant contact with the manufacturers. We have a trusted list of these manufacturers and we control the whole process sitting there on site. So in our fulfillment centers, we see what the actual products that are being delivered for us. It doesn't take 3 weeks to realize if someone is scamming you. We see it right away and we're usually not working with these facilities any longer. And since we already more than 7 years in this business, we built a trusted network of manufacturers and suppliers, and it's very hard to scam our customers and scam us. And that's how we actually able to scale this model and this business. And speaking about the product, the actual product that we provide for our customers, we are operating as a software as a service product. So basically we have an online account at zendrop.com. You can easily register in our platform and see the catalog of the products that we can source for you and deliver for you right away. So there are millions of these products where we verify their quality, where we make sure that everything works fine and deliver works fine for this particular product, and you can start selling them right away. So we did the hardest part for you. We compiled a full list of products from different categories that you can start selling right away. And if for some reason you won't find the product you would like to sell in this catalog, we would be gladly to source it for you from our network. So it is possible for you to drop a link to the product you would like to sell, either from Amazon or from Alibaba or AliExpress or some other websites. Our team will find this product and source it for you. They will provide you a price for which we can sell it for you as a customer. And if you agree, you can link this product to your Shopify store and start selling right away. So it's very easy.
So you guys are reducing the risk for people to do business because they're finding a fulfillment center locally that can vet all of this stuff that would be impossible for someone to vet. Okay, got you. So then where does the SaaS aspect of this coming from? Because I understand now the physical facility where you're dealing with the orders and the physical products, but then you have a SaaS built on top of that. So what's the SaaS doing?
So what I believe makes us unique is just combining these real world operations, these physical operations like logistics, storage, and fulfillment with the digital experience. I, as a chief product officer here, my role is to digitalize this experience and make it very convenient for our users to benefit from our fulfillment infrastructure. So you don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to call Chinese partners or doing some other stuff. You can just simply use our platform, our software product, create account and interact with our facilities digitally. So this SaaS aspect, it comes from for conveniency. So basically it's needed for our users to reduce the friction and interact easily with our platform.
This sounds pretty terrific. So walk me through what the experience is like as you described part of it, that I want to be a seller of a certain product that's manufactured in China. And I find the SKUs or I find links to this on maybe Amazon or other things. And I maybe create a list or I request in my account that from Zendrop. And I say, I want these six products. And your team is able to find and source these things and come back with, yes, we have found high quality, reliable, or we can supply these reliably. And while you, the SaaS side user, the digital experience is, I'm managing this in a very easy way. And it's trustworthy, it's easy, and I can basically get what I need.
Yeah. So the beauty is that today in 2025, our seller, they might not even see the physical product. They might not even touch this because we provide this experience for them. We cover these operations under the hood, and our customer, our seller can just in a few clicks start selling the product that they have not ever seen in their lives. And their buyers, they get the exact product with a high quality, with a reasonable timeline. And yeah, it's a beautiful business.
Nice. And so you as the chief product officer, is the product in this case, it's the digital experience?
Yeah, it's everything. It's digital experience. It's how our operations are working. So everything that is related to our customers and how we are making them happy. So customer experience end to end is something I contribute in Zendrop and something I'm responsible for. So I'm making sure that our buttons and our interface looks nicely and working perfectly. And I also make sure that our fulfillment centers operate in the right way, that we have always in line with our delivery timelines and so on. So it's a combination of worlds, digital and physical.
How are you able to separate yourself from the competition? And the first thing, the major thing that you're talking about is the combination between the digital and that sort of physical aspect. And that's got to be not necessarily easy to provide that. What are some of the things that, you know, Zendrop becoming the obvious choice in your space and becoming the thing that, oh, obviously you use Zendrop for that. And you know, to where the second place, third place competitors are not even people we think about, and we know that it's Zendrop. What are some of the things that you strategically bring to the table there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I believe we have two major advantages over competitors. First, targeted at large scale and large sellers. So we fulfill hundreds of thousands orders per day and can easily scale to tens of millions. And we are a top choice for high volume sellers who do their business with China because we have the appropriate infrastructure. We know how to do such great volume of orders. And the second point, which is also very important, we are building a company targeted to the United States market and any market which is English speaking. Usually we have lots of competitors in China who can source products and provider services, but the problem is they are Chinese. They don't know how to provide a reasonable quality of service for the US audience, and they don't know what this audience actually needed. And we are fully United States company. Our headquarters is here in Florida and West Palm Beach, where I'm currently located at. And we know for sure what US customer needs. And we build this bridge from the US to China, and we own the infrastructure there in China and provide end-to-end experience. And this is a unique blend, and I bet you won't find any other companies on the market that can provide you such type of experience.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the things that current users of ZenDrop can look forward to in the future? Some roadmap ambitions that you'll be providing in the future?
That's a good question as well. Actually, being a product leader, I'm trying to look at future trends for the market and for the technology. And currently, all of us are witnessing the emerging growth of AI technologies. And we also see some requests from our audience that they need to do some custom listings, some beautification of the pictures and video materials. And in my goal is to combine this demand and supply of this technology supply and this demand from our customers. And we are looking for providing some AI-based features anytime soon for our audience, making sure that we are efficiently allowing to customize the listings for our sellers.
Yeah, it seems exciting. It makes me wonder from an interface perspective. I guess you could tell us, why don't you tell the audience where they can get started with this? Is it the website?
Just visit zendrop.com and you will zendrop.com. Create your account, and then you will get the full guidance how to create your store if you don't have any, how to choose the product, how to customize the product, and how to start selling it. So yeah, just visit zendrop.com.
Yeah, and even the way you differentiate yourself from the other sort of online sellers is, my mind didn't even go to there first, because you opened up with solving this really core problem that and you helped me and I think the audience appreciate why that's a problem and why it would be an absolute disaster if you were just trying to source things from anywhere. That you really have to, if you care about your business, you really have to make sure that you're not getting scammed or you're not getting low quality stuff. Excellent. So when folks get set up with you guys, go to zendrop.com. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience about what you're building?
We are building a great tool that helps users to scale their businesses and start their e-commerce journey. So we are see ourselves in couple of years from now as a go-to place for everyone who would like to do an e-commerce business. Especially if it is related with China and with China products selling for the United States or English-speaking countries. So just, you can find me on LinkedIn, Alex Blinov, Zendrop, and just follow my profile, and I will update you with the latest releases and latest news according to Zendrop roadmap.
Awesome. Great stuff. So everybody check that out. Check out zendrop.com. Check out Alex Blinov on LinkedIn. And yeah, best of luck to you. And we look forward to seeing how much ZenDrop continues to grow over the course of the years. Alex, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Thomas. It was a pleasure for me to be here.
Likewise. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.